الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال عز وجل أيضا: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معرفا نفسه: دعوة أبي إبراهيم وبشارة عيسى عليهما الصلاة والسلام، أو كما قال: وبعد. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. Or the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and that Allah Ta'ala through His infinite grace and mercy has included us in that Ummah who are associated and linked to the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala in His entire creation, our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The month of Rabi'ul Awwal on our doorstep, the month that has the great honor of having welcomed our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam into this dunya, for that moment that the whole universe had been anxiously anticipating. Those who were present on that Monday morning, 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, according to some the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal, coinciding with the month of April 570, those who were extremely fortunate to be present, Hazrat Fatima binti Abdullah radiallahu anha, mother of Uthman bin Abi al-As, and Hazrat Shifa, mother of Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, they testify about amazing ease and comfort in the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the entire environment was filled with such noor and light. Hazrat Amina, the respected mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, herself testifies that there was such noor and light that she was able to see the palaces in the far off lands of Busra, in Syria, in the Levant, in Sham. They testify it seemed that everything around was awaiting this moment anxiously, that it seemed like the stars had come so low to await this great moment. They felt that it may come crashing down into my lap. So the power of the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, events preceding it, a clear sign of the great rank and status enjoyed by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the purpose of discussing this is to increase us in our muhabbat and our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the salihin, the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala are mentioned, Allah's mercy descends. So what torrents of mercy there may be when Allah Ta'ala Himself in the Qur'an Azeem praises Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at various junctures. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are indeed of magnificent and great character. In the ayah quoted in the khutbah, that in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there is the most perfect example for you that is there for emulation, that this muhabbat and love in itself a purpose and an objective. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, the great personality who had the honor from the age of 10 up to 20, he was honored due to the great foresight of his mother Hazrat Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, who presented him as a young child at 10 into the khidmah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, in 10 years, ma qala li uffin qattu. Not once did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even say to me, uff. Not once did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimand me for something that I may have omitted or something that I may have done inappropriately. This is the lofty character that Allahu Azza wa Jalla himself testifies to. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked, when were you decreed a Nabi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was still between mud and water, and ruh had not even yet come into him. That is, his creation was not even completed when Allah Ta'ala had already decreed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi. to be decreed a messenger of Allah Ta'ala, but the last to be sent to this world, so that nubuwah and prophethood and messengership of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is for all times to come up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran Azim emphatically says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah had taken a very strong covenant from every Nabi who was to come to this earth, that had they witnessed the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emerged in their time, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. Not just in ordinary words, with double emphasis and stress grammatically, that you will definitely believe in that final Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that you will render selfless assistance. And every one of them gave that pact and covenant. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is honored to have led Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam on the night of Mi'raj, thereby the title Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. The miraculous events that take place at the hands of a Nabi after the claim of Nubuwah, to show that he is the sent messenger of Allah, and as per the prerogative of Allah Ta'ala, enjoys these more than normal assistances, is called a mu'jiza, a miracle. Those miracles that happen before the nubuwah, before the claim of nubuwah, sometimes before birth, at the time of birth, in the early life, up to the time of being sent as a nabi and wahi coming the first time, they are known as irhasat. Those events that are the foundation and the clear pointer that the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala's coming into this world is imminent. And many such incidents took place. In fact, those who had been given the previous scriptures were really convinced that the time of the emergence of that final Nabi is ripe, it is there. One great incident that an entire surah of Quran is dedicated to, called Suratul Fil, the elephant, when Abraha, who was the governor on behalf of Najashi of the Negus of the east of the Abyssinian Empire, he was his governor in Yemen, saw the Arabs' love for the Kaaba Sharif, Makkatul Mukarramah, and so built a huge structure in Sana'a in Yemen, a church. He was a Christian, and attempted to divert the Arabs to go there rather than to Makkah Mukarramah. A few youngsters from the Arabs, some of them defecated in the surroundings. A fire that they had lit caught onto that structure and it was burned down to ashes. He was enraged. He prepared a powerful army with a herd of elephants to go with the express purpose of breaking down the Kaaba Sharif, literally taking on the might of Allah Ta'ala head on. And we know the rest is history, that as he got closer to Makkah Mukarramah, he had captured the camels of the Quraysh, 200 of them belonging to Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah had blessed with immense wisdom, foresight, extreme beauty and awe. And he was appointed as the leader of the Quraysh when he came for discussions. When Abraha saw him, got down and sat on an equal level with him on the floor. Abdul Muttalib said that I have come to demand and request my camels that you have taken, return them. He says, I'm astonished. I thought you are a wise man. I'm about to attack that which is the sacred house of you and your forefathers, and you are talking about your camels. He says, I am the owner of the camels and I will request it. The owner of the house is a greater being and he will definitely protect it. And as they attempted to go the next morning to Makkah Mukarramah, the elephants refused to march in that direction. A huge flock of birds, each one with three pebbles, pelted and rained down like bullets upon Abraha and his army. And they were struck with it in their heads. It came out at the bottom end, a kind of smallpox disease, in which pieces of their bodies, in pieces of flesh, fell off one by one. Abraha himself was destroyed in this way. This event happened just 50 days prior to the Mubarak birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the night of the Mubarak birth, there was a Jewish businessman in Makkah Mukarramah. Just as in Medina Munawwara on that same night, They saw a certain star in the sky, reddish in color, that would only emerge and be visible, in according to the scriptures, on the night of the auspicious birth of the final Nabi. This Jewish trader saw that in Makkah was versed with the scriptures. He asked his Qurayshi business colleagues, "Has a child been born in Makkah tonight?" They said, "We do not know." He insisted that they investigate. When they reported to him that yes, in the home of Abdul Muttalib, his son Abdullah, who had passed away, his wife had given birth tonight. He insisted to go and see the child himself. And when he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was just born with such immense beauty and awe, he fell unconscious, saw the seal of prophethood between the two Mubarak shoulder blades. And he said, in our scriptures it is said that this child will not drink milk for another 2 days. And later on will stage such an attack on you, O the Quraysh, the whole world, the East and the West, will talk about it, referring to the Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. And he said in anguish that Nubuwa has gone away from the Bani Israel into the Arabs, into the Bani Ismail. Another amazing irhasat, miraculous events preceding the Mubarak birth. The story is very lengthy, but summarized, the tribe Jurhum, when they had committed great oppression many centuries ago, all the Arabs got together, assisted the offspring of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam to expel them from Makkah Mukarramah. And as they were leaving, they threw the relics of the Kaaba Sharif into the well of Zamzam and covered it up to ground level with sand so that nobody was aware of it, as time when they even forgot about it. Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is once resting at night when a person comes and says to him that dig up Ihfir Barrah, that which is water with great spiritual piety. He says, "What is Barrah?" The man walks away. Second night in the dream, "Dig up Madnuna, that which a munafiq cannot drink to his fill." He says, "What is Madnuna?" The man walks away. Third night, "Dig up Taiba, that which is pure." Again, the man walks away. On the fourth night, the man says, "Dig up Zamzam." He says, "What is Zamzam?" He says, "It is water that never ends and is full of blessings and protected from any kind of harm." And he demarcates the exact place. Next morning, Abdul Muttalib goes with his only and eldest son, at the time Harith, the eldest uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and father and son dig up. Eventually they come to the well of Zamzam. The water gushes forth. He makes ponds around it and allows people to take freely. Some mischievous people used to try and cause harm and dirty that water. When on his dua, Allah Ta'ala afflicted whoever tried to do evil things with it, with sicknesses, and it was thereby protected. And so many other happenings on the night of the Mubarak birth in the far off lands, one of the superpowers at the time, the Persian Empire, Kisra at its head. On the night of the Mubarak birth, there were Zoroastrians, fire worshippers, a fire that had burned continuously for 1,000 years unabated. The irony is that the worshippers would serve and look after the god that they worship, filling it with fuel and firewood. It never stopped burning for 1,000 years. On that night, miraculously, without any excuse, it was extinguished. 14 towers from his palaces came crumbling down. A nearby lake, the Lake Sawa, dried up without any reason. One of his chief priests had seen a dream where camels, strongly built, were pulling Arabian horses across the Tigris River in the lands of Iraq and fanning out to all parts of the world. Later on, mentioned by one of his scholars, a sign that a huge event is happening in Arabia, the spread of Islam to different parts of the world, and so many other incidents in the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preceding it on the Mubarak night itself. So for us, how fortunate are we? How extremely fortunate are we to be in that ummah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been mentioned in detail in the previous scriptures with his specific physical qualities, character, nature and mannerisms with great detail, that his name will be Ahmad, Muhammad. He is mutawakkil, one who places trust in Allah Ta'ala, who is not hard-hearted and harsh on the tongue, who will not scream and shout aloud in public places, is the furthest away of any link with any form of immodesty. He will not respond to evil by means of evil, but will replace and respond with that which is far more better. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describe what the qualities in the previous scriptures, praising Allah excessively in adversity and prosperity, will wear the clothing well above the ankles, will beautify the limbs at the time of wudu. One special salient feature, the hearts of this ummah, what a glad tiding for those who are hufad of the Quran, will be the protectors of the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. In summary, in conclusion, let us love this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we love anybody else, including ourselves. Emulate the Mubarak ways, bring alive the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If such was the blessings, we spoke about barakah a couple of weeks ago, in the Mubarak birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what power and blessings there are in one Mubarak way and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us read from the Mubarak seerah, a beautiful reference book, the Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brilliant book written in seerah by a great alim and muhaddith. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq inshaAllah to increase, especially in salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who recite the most salawat and durood will enjoy the greatest closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all times on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst them inshaAllah. Just a few announcements. That we know next weekend there is an ijtima for all workers that will be taking place. Alhamdulillah, our masjid has the honor, the opportunity of serving in the tuck shops. So whatever good emanates, inshallah, we'll have a share. There is a list on the board as we leave the masjid on my left-hand side. Let us, inshallah, volunteer our names to serve there. Also, this weekend in Darul Ulum Azadville, very important program, Islahi ijtima that is taking place. Very important that our reformation, spiritual reformation, take place. Very important advices and talks will be given on Saturday, specifically from 10 onwards, 10 a.m. onwards. Details are on the board, inshallah, for youth especially, that many challenges that youth face will also be addressed. And humble request, inshallah, that we try and donate as generously. What an honor to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala. We know there are cash collections. There is also the card collection. If we are not aware of it, let us open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Rasulullah Hayy ala salam Hayy ala salam Hayy ala falah Hayy ala falah Allahu akbar Allahu akbar La ilaha illallah
Alhamdulillah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wal Aqibatu Lil Muttaqeen Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Ala Sayyidina Wa Habibina Wa Shafi'ina Muhammadin Wa Ala Alihi Wa Ashabihi Ajma'in Amma Ba'du Faya Ayuhal Nas Ittaqullaha Azza Wa Jalla Fi Sirri Wal Alan Fa Inna Allaha Yuhibbul Muttaqeen Wa Man Yattaqillaha Yaj'al Lahu Makhraja Wa Yarzuquhu Min Haythu La Yahtasib Wa Qala Rasulullahi Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Sallam اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه ومن أعظم نعمه التي أتاحنا بها هي نعمة الحبيب المصطفى سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله القرشي عليه الصلاة والسلام فلنحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولنؤمن به ولنطيع أوامره ولنجتنب نواهيه ونحيي سننه في حياتنا الكاملة ونعظمه ونحترمه ولنكثر من الصلاة والسلام على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله مدح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قائلا وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال عز وجل لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم معرفا نفسه دعوة أبي إبراهيم وبشارة عيسى عليهما الصلاة والسلام أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك، وحب من ينفعنا حبه عندك، والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى والمساجد كلها بفضلك وقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. As filling the gaps in the steps in front of us. Amongst the most beloved of steps to Allah Ta'ala is that which is taken to go forward to complete and fill up the safs. Once we're in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible, our shoulders touching each other. So ensure that the shoulders are touching each other, so that once salah starts, we are still standing shoulder to shoulder and there are no gaps between us. One of the means of unity in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah. استعتدلوا تقاربوا تراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.